What she never mentioned was the possibility of reinforcing the forsaken boats. But Sheriff Mansing was above all a pragmatic man. He really hadn't expected any. After making 3 trips to the camp, carrying pods of gear from the paddle boat, Yuri was included into a small scout party of 3 sheriffs and 9 deputies. He suspected they only included him because of Randolph, but that was okay. The other detail of deputies was now removing bodies from the Swithland. He preferred to take his chances from the jungle. When Yuri and the scouts marched away, colonists with fishing-blade saws were felling trees on one side of the camp's glade so the VTOL aircraft could land. A fire was burning in the center. It didn't take long for the groans of the casualties to fade away, blocked by the density of the foliage. Yuri couldn't get over how dark this jungle was. Very little actual sunlight penetrated down to ground level. When he held his hand up, the skin was tinted a deep green. The cinnamon-colored jacket they had issued him with to protect him from thorns was jet black. The jungle around Durringham was nothing like this. It was tame, he realized, with its well-worn paths and tall trees, spiraled with thin, colorful vines. Here there were no paths. Branches jutted out at all heights, and the vines were slung between boughs either at ankle height or level with his neck. A sticky kind of fungal mould slimed every leaf for 3 metres above the ground. The scouts paired up, fanning out from the camp. The idea was to familiarise themselves with the immediate area out to 500 metres, search for any more survivors from Nasir, and verify that no hostiles were near the camp. "This is stupid," Mansing said after they had gone 50 metres. He was leading, chopping at the vines and small branches and bushes with a fishing-blade machete. "I couldn't see you if you were 3 metres away." "Perhaps it thins out up ahead," Yuri said. Mansing slashed at another branch. "You're giving away your age again, son. Only the very young are that hopelessly optimistic." They took turns to lead. Even with the fishing-blade hacking out every metre of path, it was tiring work. Randolph loped along behind, occasionally butting against Yuri's calves. According to Mansing's guidance block, they had travelled about 300 metres when the sais stood still, head held up, sniffing the humid air. The species didn't have quite the sense of smell terrestrial canines possessed, but they were still excellent hunters in their own territory, the jungle. "People!" Randolph grunted. "Which way?" Yuri asked.
"Here!"
The sais pushed into the severed branches that made up the walls of the path. He turned to look at them.
"Here!"
"Is this for real?" Mansing asked skeptically. "Sure is," Yuri answered, stung by the doubt.
"How far, boy?"
"Soon."
"All right," Mansing said. He started to hack at the jungle where the sais indicated. It was another 2 minutes of sweaty labor before they heard the voices. They were high and light and female. One of them was singing. Mansing was so intent on cutting the clawing vegetation away, swinging the heavy machete in endless rhythm, that he nearly fell head first into the stream when the creepers came to an abrupt end. Yuri grabbed his jacket collar to stop him slipping down the small grassy slope. Both of them stared ahead in astonishment. Sunlight poured down through the overhead gap in the trees, hovering above the water like a thin golden mist. The stream widened out into a rock-lined pool 15 metres across. Creepers, with huge ruffed orange blooms, hung like curtains from the trees on the far side. Tiny turquoise and yellow birds fluttered about through the air. It was a scene lifted from Greek mythology. 7 naked girls were bathing in the pool, ranging from about 15 years up to 25. All of them were slender and long-limbed, sunlight glinting on their skin. White robes were strewn over the black rocks at the water's edge.
"No," Randolph moaned. "Bad."
"Bollocks," Yuri said. The girls caught sight of them and shrieked with delight, smiling and waving. Yuri shouldered his laser rifle, grinning deliriously at the 7 pairs of wet breasts bouncing about.
"Bloody hell," Mansing muttered.
Yuri pushed past him and scuttled down the slope into the stream. The girls cheered.
No!
Yuri! Mansing gestured ineffectually.